where Stamford comes for news and talk. The Lisa Wexler Show, now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
Joining us now is a human being who, as soon as you see him and you see that face and you see those many, many, many different expressions, you smile, you laugh, you enjoy life. Colin Mockrey is joining us now. I think Brad Sherwood may jump on, but I'm not 100% sure. But the two of them are in their Scared Scriptless tour, which is coming to the Richfield Playhouse this Saturday night, August 28th. You know them from Whose Line Is It Anyway? Colin Mockrey, welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show. I'm so happy to talk with you.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me on.
So you were born in Scotland, which has to be one of my favorite places.
Yeah, it's one of mine, too. I'd be, you know, lucky enough to be able to go to the Edinburgh Festival, you know, before everything happened, for a couple of years. And it's always, it's just a beautiful country, lovely people. And, I'm always excited to get there.
I went to the Fringe about... I guess now it's about 13, 14 years ago. I took my daughter. She was going to St. Andrews for the summer, and we decided to take in the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, which, if our audience doesn't know about it, is one of the must-dos on your bucket list of life, as far as I'm concerned, because you'll see six or seven different plays or playlets a day, and the whole city is devoted to theater. So I just, you know, Colin, it was one of the most enriching experiences of my life to be there. I loved it. And I felt like I got to know the Scottish people.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing to have just this incredible theater festival. And then there's a castle in the middle of the city. It's breathtaking.
It's breathtaking. It really is. So everybody wants to know the same thing. So I'll just get over with the questions that everybody asks you all the time. So Colin Mockrey, first of all, how rehearsed are you when you're doing your improv? And do you find that you go back to the same bits again and again and again?
No. I mean, the thing is, the reason I got into improv is I'm incredibly lazy. So I don't want to learn things. It's kind of a backhanded compliment in a way when people watch scenes and think, oh, yeah, they must have written that. It's a weird thing that if it goes really well, people think we've written it. If it sucks, people think we've made it up. So it's really hard to win one way or the other.
Well, yeah. But how do you keep it so fresh? In other words, how do you keep your mind so agile? We're talking with Colin Mockrey of Whose Line Is It Anyway, which is an improv show. That's how we know you best. How do you keep it so fresh with new ideas? That's the wonder to the rest of us.
Oh, well, I mean, every day is a new experience. I mean, we're improvising our lives. So it's just getting through that is great experience for moving it onto the stage. I also do, you know, both Brad and I play a lot of word games just to keep our mind sort of going. And we're constantly, we've been touring for 20 years now, and we're constantly trying to figure out ways to make the show more dangerous for us so we can never get comfortable. We're never in a comfort zone because that's when it works the best for us.
Are you constantly trying to figure out ways in which to keep the audience a little bit interactive so that they feel like maybe they're part of the process?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the audience is almost like our third improviser when we're doing a show. They come up with all the ideas we have. We have audience members in our scenes. So they are a big part of what we do. So part of our job also is to find ways of getting suggestions from them where, you know, they're thinking outside the box as much as we are. So we're not getting proctologists or gynecologists every time we ask for an occupation, which, you know, people are always yelling that out during a sound effect scene. And I think, is that really what you want to see? A proctologist scene with sound effects?
Again, I think they turn on us again.
Pretty quickly.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're from Canada. I mean, you're from Scotland, but by way of really growing up in Canada. And I understand that's where you met your wife, and you have a daughter, but transgender. So I don't know what the right I don't know how to describe the gender properly. I don't want to be improper about it. But you've had a very stable family life throughout a show business career. I was reading that about you. And how do you sustain that, Colin?
Well, I've been very fortunate in that I absolutely married the right woman. So that takes away a lot of the problems. And she also is in show business. We met when she hired me for Second City in Toronto. So she also, you know, we both know the demands and the ups and downs of the business. And also we've managed to separate it into it's just our job. That's I know a lot of people in the business, it becomes their lifestyle, if you know what I mean. Whereas our family and our marriage, that's the main event in our life. And we're absolutely lucky enough to be able to do what we do. And it's taken us around the world and given us a lot of great things. But it is, you know, it's just our job. And at the end of the day, what we are together is our most important thing.
We're chatting with Colin Mochrie of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Where do you live? Where do you make your life?
I live in Toronto.
Oh, you do? You live in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
So many funny people come from Canada. What's that about?
Yeah.
What do you think that is?
So many reasons. I mean, I think growing up with, you know, America was kind of like our big brother. So we were trying to get attention by being funny.
Ah.
And we were fortunate enough to get a lot of the great British shows and a lot of the great American shows. So I think our humor is sort of, you know, a mixing of both those senses of humor, the dryness, the sarcastic wit of the Brits, and then the wordplay, the fun of the U.S. I mean, you know, growing up, my favorite shows were, you know, I love Sid Caesar, Dick Van Dyke Show, Andy Griffith.
Yeah.
There's such a so many different levels of comedy, you know, the Carol Burnett Show, and same with Britain. So we've been influenced by both these great superpowers in comedy and somehow sort of mixed it, sort of made it palatable for everyone.
And I was reading, we're chatting with Colin Mochrie, that you actually, and I didn't know this, you were on Whose Line Is It Anyway in the UK for quite a number of years before you did the American version. Was it different? Is our sensibility and humor different here? Are things not funny here that were funny there and vice versa?
I think generally, because of what the show is, it's pretty goofy. And goofy is universal. You know, we didn't do a lot of, you know, hard-hitting political satire or a lot of current events. It was just goofy fun. And the only difference would be maybe some of the suggestions would, I find North America, we tend to get more pop culture. And in Britain, I once asked for a suggestion and I got Charles II resignation speech, which weirdly, I know nothing about. But I
really?
Managed to make
really?
It work.
You know nothing
going,
about that?
I know, it was odd. And the people I was working with, I mean, knew that, and they made me King Charles just because they're evil people I work with. But those moments are the most fun moments because the audience actually knows you have no idea what you're doing and you're just committing and hoping for the best.
Yeah, wow. And because I'm thinking about all the people that we think about from Toronto, I think isn't Martin Short from Canada and Catherine
Short,
O'Hara
all the SCTV people,
Did you know them? Did you know John Candy, Catherine O'Hara, Dan Levy, all these people, Gene Levy? Did you know all these people?
I know I've known everyone. I had met John Candy. But I've worked with everyone else from the SCTV area. They had a fundraiser a couple of years ago to raise money for Second City vets who were going through difficult times, raising sort of a fund. And so Eugene and Catherine O'Hara and Andrea Martin and Joe Flaherty did a show. And they asked me to be a part of it, sort of a fill-in. It was, for me, it was like being asked to join the Beatles for a night. It was just amazing to be with these incredible comedic talents who you know, I grew up watching and who inspired me. And just to be a part of the world for a little bit was it was one of those once in a lifetime memories.
Yeah, but I think you're one of them. That's why they asked you to join with Chatting with Colin Mochrie of Whose Line Is It Anyway? I mean, how many countless hours have you spent in everybody's living room? Everybody watches you. Everybody knows you. Everyone was so excited that you were coming on the show today. And you're going to be in Richfield on Saturday night. Have you played in Richfield before?
I don't know. I may have.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. But you'll like it. It's a very welcoming, it's a wonderful, wonderful venue. You're going to be very happy. You really will. It's a lovely, welcoming venue.
I'm looking forward to it. I mean,
one
of the great byproducts of doing this tour is being able to go all across the country and work in these amazing theaters. So really looking forward to it. And we're also excited.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I want you to finish.
It's almost
I'm sorry.
We both became Canadian there at the same time and got very polite.
Well, I wanted to ask you, because I saw that you wrote for the White House Correspondents' Dinner in 2007. So that's pre-Obama. So George W. Bush is still president. I'm trying to do my history here. And I thought that that was a really cool thing. And I was wondering if you could tell us about that. I was wondering if the president had a sense of humor, if you have to run jokes by him or his staff before making the joke. What's that like?
It was, it was surreal, you know, for this little Canadian guy to all of a sudden performing for the president. And he opened with like a 20-minute comedy monologue and just killed the audience. It was incredibly funny, had great timing. I actually said to Brad, oh my God, we have to follow him, and he's doing too well. And afterwards, the next day we were invited to the White House, and we were invited into the Oval Office. My wife was so excited because it looked exactly like the West Wing. And President Bush kind of talked to us and showed us around, and he actually said to me at one point, you know, I was kind of nervous doing my stand-up in front of you, but when you said to Brad that I had good timing, it really relaxed me. And I thought, okay, I was like 200 yards away from him. Apparently, he is one of the world's top lip readers.
Really?
I didn't know. Yeah, so I immediately replayed every conversation I had up to that point. He was very charming, very funny. Unexpected. I just didn't know what to expect. That, you know, I'd never been to the White House before or talked to our president. So it was again. There are times I think, okay, what I do for a living is just make up crap. That's all I do, and somehow it got me to the White House. I'm constantly amazed by where I am at times.
Yeah, but you know, making people laugh is a great gift. We're chatting with Colin Mochrie, who is going to be in Richfield with Brad Sherwood on this Saturday night at the Richfield Playhouse for their tour, which is interactive, meaning you'll never know if you'll be part of the audience or part of the play or not. And it is play. It's so much fun, all the improvising. You know, I was reading a little bit about improvisation versus sketch comedy and how some people think there's a little bit of a competition between sketch comedy and improv. In our minds as the audience, they get mixed up a lot. When I think of you and what you're doing on the stage, on your television show and elsewhere, I think of Saturday Night Live. But it's not really the same thing, is it, Colin? It's not the same, right?
No. I mean, it's similar. And Brad and I have actually talked of somehow making an improvised sketch show. But, you know, sketch, you have to work hard. You have to write. You have to figure out, you know, characters and situations and make it. Basically, it's just a lot of work. And that's the beauty of us. We just show up. The audience actually gives us the idea. And then we just make it up. If anyone ever catches on, we're so screwed.
You're so screwed. Because it really isn't rehearsed. That's the beauty of it. That's what we in the audience can't believe. Because, as you said, when it comes out really good, we figure that you've, you know, somehow rehearsed it ahead of time, because it comes out so good.
Yeah.
Are there exercises, Colin? Go ahead, Colin. Yeah.
I think it's one of the reasons the show was so successful is because, you know, a lot of times when you're watching sitcoms or things like that, there's almost a rhythm, and sometimes you you can almost come up with the punchline the same time the characters do. But with improv, you never know what's going to come because we don't know what's coming. So it's just constant surprise. And I think that's where a lot of laughter comes from.
I once took an improv class in Stanford because I thought it would make me better on the radio. And I do think that everybody should take at least one improv class because it really helps you sharpen your listening skills. And that's just a really good thing to have in life.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, people are constantly saying, how can you improvise? It's so difficult. And it really isn't. The only thing is the rules of improv are things that we don't do in real life, which is you listen, you accept people's ideas, and you make them look good. And basically, that's it. And I've taught a couple of improv classes, and it's really hard to get people to sort of accept other people's ideas. They immediately go, no, I've got a better idea. Or they're not listening to their partner. And that work is where most of the work comes in, is being able to go on stage totally relaxed, confident in you and your partner. You're going to listen, and you're going to work together to somehow make a show.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And on that, we are going to see that show. Very exciting, Saturday, August 28th at the Ridgefield Playhouse. I want to thank you, Colin, for coming into our community and doing a live show. We are thirsting for theater, as everybody is, and we're very much looking forward to welcoming you with big open arms here in Connecticut, you and Brad Sherwood on Saturday night. Hopefully, I will attend myself. I think I'm going to be there, and then I'll come backstage and say hello and take a picture, because that's what I like to do.
That would be lovely. Don't feel you have to welcome Brad Sherwood. I mean, it's really about me.
I understand totally. Colin Mockery, thank you so much for being on the Lisa Wexler Show today. Good luck and have a marvelous time. And thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lisa.
It's a pleasure. We'll be right back with more of the Lisa Wexler Show coming up.